From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama said Wednesday the United States and Cuba have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and plan to reopen embassies in Washington and Havana later this month. It's the latest move to end years of hostility between the two countries.
More than 54 years ago, at the height of the Cold War, the United States closed its embassy in Havana. Today, I can announce that the United States has agreed to formally reestablish diplomatic relations with the Republic of Cuba and reopen embassies in our respective countries.
President Obama made the comments early this hour in the White House Rose Garden. He also said the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Havana this summer to raise the flag over the first American embassy in over five decades. A letter sent by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras to Eurozone ministers indicates Greece is prepared to accept most of the European Commission's terms for new bailout money. The letter was shared with news outlets on Wednesday, hours before European finance ministers were scheduled to hold a teleconference discussing Greece's latest plea for a deal. Officials, according to the Associated Press, officials confirmed that second Ebola case in Liberia. It comes as health workers protest a lack of hazard pay. We'll have more details on that story later in the hour. A border clash between Pakistan and Afghanistan overnight has left one Afghan security personnel dead and two Pakistani soldiers wounded, according to officials in both countries confirming Wednesday. A Pakistani military spokesman told VOA that its soldiers were engaged in construction activity on the Angar-Adda border area when they came under attack from the Afghan side. VOA News. A new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency shows that a record 137,000 migrants have made the journey across the Mediterranean Sea so far this year. That's an 83% increase as compared to the same period last year. The UN High Commission on Refugees released a report Wednesday saying Europe is living through a maritime refugee crisis of historic proportions as those migrants make the risky journey to seek better living and economic conditions in Europe. The head of the UN's nuclear agency will meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran on Thursday. The meeting comes as negotiators from Iran and a group of six world powers continue working toward a comprehensive agreement ensuring the country's nuclear program is peaceful. Yukiya Amano's visit, reported Wednesday by diplomats and Iranian media, is expected to focus on access for inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. They will monitor nuclear activity in Iran and would be the ones verifying compliance under any new deal. Islamic militants attacked Egyptian army and police positions in the northern Sinai Wednesday, causing numerous casualties. Egyptian media report that the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed an explosion followed by a gigantic fireball after militants attacked one of a number of army checkpoints near the North Sinai town of Sheikh Zawayid. Egyptian media report that dozens of soldiers were killed in a series of attacks on military positions in the northern Sinai. A military spokesman indicated that 70 Islamic militants attacked army vehicles with anti-aircraft missiles and that more than 20 people were killed. Prime Minister Ibrahim Mehlib declared that Egypt is now in a state of actual war. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Hundreds of pro-democracy activists took to the streets of Hong Kong on Wednesday. It comes as the city marks the 18th anniversary of its handover from British to Chinese rule. Thousands of police were on standby for the annual march, the first large-scale protest since police forcibly cleared pro-democracy demonstrators from the streets last year. The protest comes less than 2 weeks after pro-democracy legislators blocked a China-backed proposal that would have let a committee of elites screen candidates for the city's first leadership election. Indonesian authorities say the death toll from a military transport plane crash has spiked to 141, and rescuers continue searching the wreckage in a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. The Hercules C-140 crashed into two houses and a hotel on Tuesday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.